it is Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Welcome back in. Robbie and Rex Road, 1025, 1063, the game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Nick Keyser here with you on this Friday morning. And as we do every Friday morning at 8 o'clock, we go to our 1025 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And welcome in our man, Teron Davenport, ESPN NFL Nation Titans reporter, live from the NFL Combine. TD, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning. How are you guys doing?
We're awesome, man. Appreciate you taking time to be with us. So, TD, what stood out to you overall with what Brian Callahan and Grant Carthon had to say earlier this week regarding the Titans and their plan to upgrade this roster this offseason?
Well, one of the things that stood out to me with Brian Callahan was what he said about the variety of receivers. In fact, right now, man, I'm looking at pretty much four or five of the guys I wanted to speak to out here at the podium. But you look at that, you know, there's a good opportunity to add a playmaker. I like that he said, you know, when all things are equal, give me the guy that scores touchdowns. So that was intriguing. You had the Derrick Henry comments, you know, from Rand Carthon. Also talking about Treylon Burks and, you know, how he's working out with DeAndre Hopkins and some other pros. So those are some of the things. And then you look at it as well, just speaking about how, you know, Bill Callahan being there, you know, is good to have for when they want to develop players, but they want guys that could, you know, come in and impact now.
Yeah, TD, on the receiver thing, I thought it was really interesting when Brian Callahan started going into really the one of the big reasons, because, you know, small college guys or FCS guys, plenty of them make it in the NFL. But I thought he had some really interesting stuff about, you know, guys in the SEC, you got NFL-level corners who are going to press them. They're not worried, right? Like, you're going to see how this guy reacts to that level of competition on the outside, whereas – you know, and of course, my mind went to like Corey Davis. You know, how many guys in the MAC were pressing him, for example, right? Or whatever, like guys like that, how it's more difficult at that position in particular to like evaluate if you aren't playing at the highest level of competition. And I know that applies to other positions as well.
Yeah, no, that's definitely something you have to evaluate as you're looking at guys, you know, going from where they play to the NFL itself. It's a different level of competition, and that's something that Callahan did speak about. I asked him on the side, you know, about evaluating the guy from Western Kentucky versus, Washington. And he said you focus on traits, and that's the big thing. Focus on traits and how they could, translate to the NFL.
TD, who have been some prospects that you either are most excited or have been most excited to talk to / see run and do their drills this week?
Yeah, there's a lot of prospects. I say, you know, Xavier Leggett was a guy I wanted to see work out. Got to see him, talk at the podium just now. But you have him. You look at, Caleb Williams is speaking now, and there's a huge crowd over there with him. Wanted to see what he had to say. There's so many players, you know, talking to Nate Wiggins was really cool to talk to, the cornerback out of Clemson. You know, he said he's going to run fast. We're about to see. So those are a few names off the bat. I really like talking to Chop Robinson and Adisa Bakari, the Penn State edge guy. So that was cool also.
As far as, obviously I know like the D-line guys, and this isn't really a Titans you wouldn't think, I guess, a Titans point of interest given their other needs. But a couple things on D lineman. One, who do you think helped themselves the most? I'm watching Tavondre Sweat run a 5.2 at 366. And I'm like, I mean, you know, you probably want to get down to 346, but my gosh, that was insane. So who do you think helped themselves the most? And then paired with that, we have talked this week about Chris Jones. I'd love your thought. This is, you know, Jared's pushing hard, but honestly, I don't disagree with him. But what are your thoughts on just the idea of making a run, giving it a shot at if he's actually out on the market?
Yeah, I mean, I would definitely give it a shot. He's a game changer. You have those two guys in the middle of your defense, man. That changes a lot of things. It makes cornerbacks a lot better, I'll tell you that much, because – you know, that guy that gets beat, you know, doesn't have the pass completed because, you know, Chris Jones pressures them. So you have that. I think that's a big time thing. And then you also, you look at some of the guys here. I mean, there's no one I would put on that scale as far as, putting themselves up to there. But Braden Fisk out of Florida State, he went down in the Senior Bowl and had an outstanding performance there. He came here and ran well. He talked really well. So that's a guy right there. If you talk about somebody who made himself some money, he's definite.
Well, TD, we appreciate your time. We know you're a busy man up there at the NFL Combine. So thanks so much for joining us this morning. And tell us about our friends at ESPN Bet Sportsbook.
Yeah, for sure. ESPN Bet Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of ESPN. You could download the app today, and as a new user, you get $100 in new sports bets. And it has everything you want, just as far as the teasers, the parlays, cross-team wagering, everything right there. So ESPN Bet, download today. What a play. Make sure that, that you see the app for details.
Thank you, TD. Appreciate you. Hope you have a good time up there in Indy.
I for sure appreciate you.
Absolutely. TD with us every Friday morning at 8 o'clock. The Combine well underway, still going on. As TD mentioned, lots of receivers talking today. Caleb Williams is up there talking. It is interesting. So Caleb Williams, along with a couple others, we talked about the Marvin Harrison Jr. part of this too, Joe. I do wonder, as time goes on with this event, and, you brought up the comments of the interviews becoming watered down a little bit, I do wonder if more and more of these top prospects just say, you know what, I'm not running, I'm not throwing. There's a report that Caleb Williams isn't doing medicals this morning. I'm not doing any of that stuff. Like, are prospects, especially high-level prospects, going to get to the point where they are hesitant to do basically anything at the NFL Combine that they think could potentially hurt their draft status?
Yeah, I mean, it's like, why – and obviously it didn't hurt Stroud last year. He still went top. What did he go, two or three?
He went number two.
Went two, but I mean, that there was probably some nervousness in that camp for a while. That couldn't have been fun. So, yeah, I think the very top guys are going to do less and less without question. So apparently, Marvin Harrison Jr. just isn't doing. He was supposed to talk today and he just didn't do it. So, yeah.
It's ghost up there.
Yeah. I do think that that's absolutely a thing. And, it's still, that's a tiny percentage, right, of anybody who would be going. Most people there need to. J.J. McCarthy, this is important for him, It's not the most important thing. But if you count the interview aspect of it, it's a very important week for him, and he's still a guy who could go top 10 in theory. So most of the guys who are going to the top of the draft, yes. But I think especially quarterbacks and maybe those really just clearing away, wide receiver one or whatever, or any position. Well, it's sometimes you have a left tackle who goes one overall, right? Like the very, very top, I think you will see agents be like, what does this do for us? We're already regarded as that. Your film speaks for itself. Why do something that hurts us? I got to get to a hot take, Robbie. Go ahead. But I got a hot take.
I'm here for hot takes.
We love Gentry, right? Gentry Essence from the Tennessean, and I probably agree with him, on 95% of stuff. Gentry, his downgrading of Hendenhooker and upgrading of Joe Milton is truly bewildering to me. Truly bewildering.
Really?
Here's a tweet. So Jimmy Wyatt's got Joe Milton. He just talked today. He just said he's proud to be a Michigan man, by the way. He's proud to have a Michigan degree. But Gentry, I'm going to read this tweet from Gentry. Quote, I have a confession. I'm still not ready to give up on the idea that this guy could be a big-time NFL quarterback. Yeah, I know. It's just so much arm talent, period. Here's the thing. It's so much arm strength. Arm talent means you are consistently accurate with the football. And I don't want to all of a sudden flip and rip on Joe Milton. I like Joe Milton a lot.
Jeez.
I hope Joe Milton does great. But do you think he could be a big-time NFL quarterback?
No, I don't.
But again, I'm pairing this with Hendenhooker, who Gentry just thinks he's got no chance. I would take Hendenhooker 10 rounds before Joe Milton. I'm sorry. No, Hendenhooker is accurate. I don't care if you can throw it 120 yards. And again, now I feel like I'm flipping on Bazooka Joe.
He used to be his biggest supporter, and now you're all over him.
What I was very intrigued, even as of the Orange Bowl last year, like, what if it does come together? He does have a tremendous amount of talent. But, I mean, last year to me is like, it's just accuracy consistently is the number one thing. Two things. Seeing it fast, getting the ball there with accuracy. There's all the other things about NFL quarterbacks. You can, it's all secondary to that. And it's just not, those are not his strengths. Those are not his strengths.
You want to hear another hot take? Yeah, I heard on Caroline, on Willie, and D-Mace yesterday, Tim Hasselbeck said if Kirk Cousins becomes available, the Titans should go get him. Yeah, go get Kirk.
Yeah, I don't understand that. Getting Kirk right now, paying that money and all that, that's if you have everything else built up and you're ready to go. I mean, I think there are some teams where, again, if the Niners didn't like Brock Purdy, I think you could plug Kirk Cousins in there, and I think you could win a championship. But I don't think the Titans at all. That's a pretty tasty hot take too.
There would be no one that would like it more than you, though, if he ended up here in Nashville.
Well, I'm glad you brought up Kirk Cousins. I've made the Hendon Hooker comparison to many times, and they very much remind me of each other in terms of the difference being that Hendon Hooker has good feet and can escape some rush too. He has some running threat, but seeing it fast, getting it out accurately, and both fantastic leaders and all that stuff too. Like, Cousins is a sub-athlete. Cousins' arm is sub-average. He sees it fast. He gets it there accurately. So that's why he's good in the NFL. That's the most important thing.
615-737-1025, our phone number. We'll get back into the Preds coming up next. Big win last night for them, winning their seventh game in a row. Big win tomorrow as well against Colorado, going for eight in a row. Can this team do some damage if they make it to the playoffs? We'll continue that discussion coming up next. Tune in to 1025-1063 The Game this Sunday for coverage of the Pennzoil 400 in Las Vegas. Coverage will begin at 1:30 with a race starting at 2:30. Coverage also available on the 1025 The Game app and at thegamenashville.com. Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063 The Game. Welcome back in. Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063 The Game. Brought to you by Chuck McDowell and Medical House Calls, Middle Tennessee's best medical care in the comfort and safety of your own home. For more information, go to medicalhousecalls.com. Medical House Calls, where the nearest clinic is your home. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Nick Keys are here with you. I got some tickets to give away. A pair of tickets to see Dr. Jordan Peterson at Bridgestone Arena coming up on Friday, April 5th. Be caller 3, 615-737-1025. Caller 3 will win a pair of tickets to see Dr. Jordan Peterson at Bridgestone Arena coming up on Friday, April the 5th. Preds win their seventh in a row last night, 6-1 against the Minnesota Wild. Roman Josi with one goal and two assists, his second consecutive three-point game. Gus Nyquist with a couple of assists. Philip Forsberg scores a goal. Ryan O'Reilly, Ryan McDonough, and the Predators really in dominant fashion win the game last night. Third period, they played great. So two games in a row where they've had excellent third periods, Joe. And sitting in pretty good spot right now when it comes to the playoff part of this. Winners of seven in a row. You look at the standings. Now they're 8 points up on Minnesota after the win last night. They're 7 points up on Calgary and St. Louis. Now, granted, both of those teams have two games in hand on the Predators at that point, and the Kraken do as well. But sitting in a pretty good spot right now with the winning that you've been doing. Tough test against Colorado coming up tomorrow night at Bridgestone Arena at 5 o'clock. But what did you make of the Predators' win last night, and how do you view this team and their chances to maybe make things a little bit interesting if they get to the first round of the Stanley Cup playoffs?
Well, this is exciting. I mean, this is exciting stuff, certainly unexpected. You know, there was a lot of, after they lost to Dallas, I think we talked about it, it was like, well, okay, it's not happening for this team. Trading deadline, sell, 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 all that stuff. And they've responded, you know. I think just about anybody who watched this team, I would think at least to some extent, was like, boy, they're in a mess. And I don't know if you want to give credit to you two or not. We were talking about it last night on Press Row. It's like, do any of these guys actually give a crap about you two? You know, I mean, probably not. But still, that was a big move. Of like, okay, this was a planned kind of fun event, and they're taking it away, and it kind of at least relayed the gravity of the situation. But these guys, I think there was a lot of just embarrassment about that performance. And, you know, Cole Smith, you know, last night talked about them being connected Like that line, Colesmith himself, Sherwood. I mean, guys are flying around. All these role players are playing their roles well, and they're maybe going a little bit above and beyond at times too. Secondary scoring is all of a sudden there. Stars are playing like stars. Yossi's playing like a freaking Norris guy without question. I mean, he was doing stuff last night, whether it led to scoring or not, where you're like, good Lord, Roman Yossi, you know? So, and then you get, then all of a sudden you got Yossi Saros on a heater right now. So you add it all together, and I certainly right now feel like if they can maintain this to some extent, and we know there's ups and downs ahead, there always are ups and downs in 82 game seasons, but I feel like they're going to be in pretty good shape to get in. And then, I mean, if they're playing like this right at this moment, I don't see why they couldn't be competitive.
Yeah, if they play like this, they're going to be competitive. Now, will they win the first round series? I don't know. I mean, there's a talent disadvantage that they're going to have from an overall roster standpoint, whether that's against Vancouver or Dallas or Winnipeg. Like, those teams have been playing great all year long for the most part. So if you end up playing against one of those teams in the first round, you're going to be the underdog, and there's going to be a talent disadvantage that you got to find a way to overcome. But if they play like this, where they're getting the goaltending they're getting from Yossi Saros, Roman Yossi's playing like an elite defender, you're still getting offense from Philip Forsberg, and the secondary scoring is starting to come in and become a little bit more consistent. If you play like that, you're going to give yourself a chance in a series. It doesn't matter who their first-round opponent is. They're going to be underdogs. So, I mean, I think you know that at this point if you're the Predators getting in there. And they should be underdogs. Like, there's not a team that's realistic that they can play in the first round right now that I would pick them to win a series against. Having said that, the most encouraging I guess you could go two ways with it, but I'll say the most encouraging development to me that helps those playoff chances is the emergence of Saros looking like Saros over the last couple of weeks. Like, it's, you know, he's playing really well. And I read off the numbers earlier from Max Herz. He's playing at an elite level over this winning streak, and they've won seven in a row. Saros has been in net for five of them. And the numbers in those five games: a .953 save percentage, a 1.40 goals against average, seven goals allowed, and five starts. I mean, he's at the top of his game right now, and this is by far the best he's looked all year. So that's you know, when you're scoring four a night, that also helps. But your goalie's playing great right now.
And that is all great. And I still say, you know, it's got to be some information you don't have yet, right? But as much as the room would not like it, I totally get it. I think as a GM in Trotz's position, a year on the job, understanding there's a big build ahead, understanding that you are not long-term going forward with both of these goaltenders, that you have to still be open for business on that. I have no idea if, you know, if it's – I don't blame Trotz for, like, not just dealing him to deal him, you know, but maybe, I don't know, does another team out there look at Saros right now? I know it's a short-term thing, but maybe there was a little bit of question about him this year, given the struggles and, you know, the way he plays, the explosiveness that's necessary for him as he gets older, all that stuff. Does a heater like this, where all of a sudden he looks like what he has been for most of his career, does that change another GM's mind?
Well, if that's what you're rooting for, then you need to be pulling like heck for the New Jersey Devils over the next couple of games here. They've got Anaheim tonight. They got L.A. coming up on Sunday. The best team in the league in Florida coming up Tuesday, and then St. Louis Thursday. So first off, there's a couple teams there that you're directly competing with a playoff spot against that you want to see the Devils beat. And number two, the Devils right now are 6 points out of a playoff spot. Is that right? Let's see here. They are, yes, 6 points out of a playoff spot. They also have three games in hand on Tampa Bay, and they have one game in hand on Philadelphia, who are the two closest teams right in front of them in the playoff race. So if you want them to get back in it and feel like they got a chance, I think you're rooting for the Devils to roll off some wins here. And it probably wouldn't hurt if they were rolling off some wins that were like 6-5, 5-3,
right,
things like that, where they're winning games, but they're still feeling a little bit head-scratching about their goalie.
Meanwhile, we got a texter. Bye, bye, bye. Add a depth piece. The thing is, I think the Preds have depth pieces. They got some guys at Milwaukee who could come in here, and I mean, right now they've had the same lineup throughout this whole thing, right? I believe
that's correct. Yeah,
but they got depth pieces. Like I don't buying is just to me you the buying that I would advocate for maybe would be treating Carrier, you know, some of these guys who, you know, are coming up here on their deals as rentals, whereas maybe you would have kind of just traded them for whatever if you were totally out of it right now.
615-737-1025, our phone number. We'll get back into the Preds to close out the show here in a few minutes. Coming up next, it's time for Weekend Winners. Big games, Preds included, coming up this weekend. We'll get to that. Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, the game.
It's time to pick some winners. We hope. Robbie and Rex Road have weekend winners for you. Now
on ESPN.
1025 The Game and the Game Nashville app.
It is that time of the week. Time for weekend winners here on Robbie and Rex Road. Big games coming up this weekend on the NHL front. College basketball, the NBA. We'll get it all covered here on the program. A standings update after the first week of the competition. Joe Rexrode, 4-2, 1-0 on his locks. Good for 5 points after some evaluation that we just did. 4-2 for Robbie Stanley. 1-0 on my locks as well. Good for 5 points. So Rexrode and I tied atop the standings after week one. Nick Kieser, 2-4, 0-1 on his locks. Good for 2 points. So 1 week of competition is in the books. We begin now with week two of weekend winners. And we begin also with the Nashville Predators hosting the Colorado Avalanche. Coming up tomorrow at Bridgestone Arena. Joe Rexrode, Preds and Avalanche on the puck line. Who you got?
Yeah, I'm going to go Preds. I like the Preds. I think they're rolling. It's a heck of a challenge. But at this point, the way they're playing, I think they're playing like you should play at home, playing like you should play regardless of competition. But I think they're ready to play up in a game like this.
I'm going to go Colorado. I think Nathan MacKinnon is playing like a league MVP, and I think he is going to be too much for the Predators to handle tomorrow. So I'll go Colorado in a close one, in a nail-biter, but a good one tomorrow at Bridgestone Arena. Give me the Avalanche. Nick Kieser, Preds and Avalanche on the puck line. Who you got?
I'm going to stick to my called shot. The Preds will extend the winning streak tomorrow against the Avs. Now, I do agree with your sentiment, Robbie, but I do think the Predators are able to do just enough against that top line to score at least a really late goal in the third period. So there you go.
There we go. So two people taking the Preds. I'm going with Colorado tomorrow. Vols and Alabama in a gigantic game in the SEC tomorrow. On the road for Tennessee, taking on Alabama. According to the Joe Rexrode Sportsbook, Bama favored by 4.5 in this matchup that we just made up. I will go Tennessee. I said it earlier. I think Dalton Kincaid has another big game. I think this Tennessee team has shown some maturity, and I think they're going to be able to handle the environment, go on the road, and get a big win against Alabama. So I'll go Tennessee to win outright. I'll take Tennessee plus the 4.5. Nick Kieser, Tennessee and Alabama. Bama favored by 4.5.
Hey, Jared said that Dalton Kincaid's playing like Michael Jordan, right? So I'm going to go with the Vols. So give me Vols over the Alabama Crimson Tide this weekend.
Joe Rexrode, Bama by 4.5.
Yeah, Bama, make it my lock.
Ooh.
Guaranteed.
And like I said, my called shot, you know, I'm 15 plus on Bama. I'm going because I think that there's a chance this could be an incredible game. And obviously if the Vols win and that they're in great shape, I think to win the SEC. And this doesn't change my belief in the Vols as a team that can absolutely make a run at a national championship, but college basketball on the road at night, that team, the way they shoot threes, you blew them out at your place. None of their guys shot well. I think the recipe is there.
You going to get you some dreamland while you're down there?
Well,
go over to Miss Terry and Nick's house?
Well, I definitely maybe I could get some dreamland and just get a folding chair and sit in their front yard and eat it. How about that?
Steal some oatmeal cream pies,
they might let
too.
Me do that.
Does he still have Butch on speed dial for the off season to go get those type of things for him, or is he leave Butch alone at this point?
That's a good thing. I could just lurk by the door, and Butch will probably be bringing some dreamland, and I can just steal it.
Vandy and LSU coming up tomorrow at home for Vanderbilt. According to the Joe Rexrode Sportsbook, LSU favored by 8.5. Nick Kieser, Vanderbilt and LSU tomorrow.
I don't think it's going to be close, fellas. Give me LSU. I think that line that we've given it, I think it's more than enough for me to take LSU. So go Tigers.
Joe Rexroad, LSU and Vandy coming up tomorrow at Memorial Gym.
Yeah, I'm going to go Vanderbilt. Look, they just won at Arkansas. Bad year for Arkansas, but still. Then Allen Lubin was fantastic. The two players, you know, Ezra Manion's been good all year, but Tyron Lawrence played really well too. Jerry Stackhouse's teams play better this month. They do. And even as bad as this season has been, I think they're probably going to be in some competitive games before the season ends. So I'll take that 8.5.
Give me Vanderbilt. The march to back-to-back coach of the year appearances for Jerry Stackhouse begins now. Give me Vanderbilt to cover the 8.5, and give me Vanderbilt to win the game outright, Joe Rexroad. I think Vanderbilt's going to win, but I'll certainly take the 8.5 points. We move to the individual portion of the program. Joe Rexroad, your first individual selection.
Yeah, so this is problematic with the whole lack of lines. So I'm going with games that I think are essentially pick-ems on the money line, okay?
You may need to do some auditing of this moving forward, but
that's fine. I mean, yeah, and you can say it up front. If you think it's BS, I guess we could institute a line, you know, on some of these, but you know I'm going college hoops. So I'm going to start with Florida-South Carolina, Florida at South Carolina. The way Florida's playing, and they should have won at Alabama last week, I think they are right there. South Carolina had an incredible finish to beat Texas A&M. They're still in the title chase. I'm going to take Florida.
Okay.
Straight up winning at South Carolina in a little bit of a mild upset.
That's allowed. Nick Kieser, your first individual selection.
Going back over to the ice, fellas, we got Rangers and Maple Leafs. This should be a really fun game tomorrow. Auston Matthews scored his 53rd goal. Give me the Maple Leafs against the Rangers.
Maple Leafs against the New York Rangers. I'll start in hockey as well tonight. The Devils against the Ducks. Give me the Devils -1.5 against Anaheim and make it my lock. Anaheim played last night. Give me New Jersey really needs this one. I think New Jersey is going to blitz the Ducks tonight, so I'll take them -1.5, locking down on that. Nick Kieser, your second individual selection.
My apologies. I will lock down on my Leafs pick. Didn't get to press the button. Didn't think about saying it. My bad. My other hockey pick, I will go here. We talked about them earlier in the show. They've played very poorly as of late in the NHL. Give me the Arizona Coyotes ending their losing streak against the Ottawa Senators tonight.
Over the Senators.
Are we doing? What are we doing here? Are we doing money line? We got lines on your picks here, Nick.
They're hockey games. Lines. I did not see lines for them, unless you guys can find one.
They're all -1.5. But I think you've picked two underdogs so far. So
there you go.
That's allowable.
So he's getting Coyotes and
he's picking them to win. Do you want to take the? I mean, he's already said it. Should we give him the opportunity to pick +1.5? All right.
Okay. So Leafs and Coyotes.
Leafs and Coyotes. There we go.
Yep.
Joe Rexroad, your second individual selection.
Okay, so I guess this is becoming like my team that I picked. I almost got it right last week, but you got to tell me if this is okay. I got number 7 Kansas at number 15 Baylor. I again am going to take the Baylor Bears at home in a game straight up if that's allowed.
That's allowed. That's good.
Okay, there we go. Yeah.
Baylor taking down Kansas. I will go the Memphis Grizzlies tonight -1.5. Against the Portland Trailblazers, a game that I'm sure dozens of people are going to be very interested in tonight. Give me the Memphis Grizzlies to take down Portland -1.5. Nick Kieser, your final individual selection.
I'm also going over to NBA and I think I might pick this team more oftentimes than you guys would believe. My NBA team, Sacramento Kings, baby. I think they're going to win. They are +6.5 over the Timberwolves this evening.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and tell you, believe it or not, I had the same thing, same game. Kings +6.5 against the Timberwolves. No lie, really did. So, Joe Rexroad, your final individual selection.
That's a really fun game, by the way, and I like the Kings. I like the Kings, Kieser. Okay, so, you know, you're trying to find a you got to tell me if this is okay. Illinois at Wisconsin. Big rivals. Illinois straight up at Wisconsin. You let me do that or not?
That's fine.
Okay. All right, there we go. College hoops trifecta.
Is Rex Road ever going to pick another sport other than college hoops? Well, how long will it take for him to do it?
I mean, at the end of this month, I won't be able to pick it anymore, so I'm going to get all my picks in right now.
That is true. This is pick. I almost said this is Pigskin Pick'em. This is Weekend Winners that you could check out every Friday morning at 8:30 here on the program. I'm very interested to see if your prediction on Bama becomes true and they just totally annihilate Tennessee tomorrow at home. I could see it happening. I could see it.
I see these things coming sometimes, but sometimes I am very, very wrong. I will be very impressed if the Vols go in there and win that game. If they go in and win that game, to me, that's a one seed. That like you, they have to be, at least at this moment, they have to be put on the top line. They have to be. If you win,
I saw
Alabama.
Somebody, I think Tom Hart of the SEC Network threw this out there on Twitter yesterday, and I want to get your thoughts on it. Dalton Kanecht left, I believe, the second half of the North Carolina game with a little bit of – he was banged up a little bit and didn't play.
Yeah.
If he stays in and Tennessee finds a way to win that game, are they already a one seed? Is it already a moot point at this point?
I mean, they'd probably be projected as one now, you know. And remember that game, they were getting totally blown out. And
they got destroyed in the first half.
They were playing terrible defense, like the worst defense I think I've ever seen a Rick Barnes team play. They came back, and they were getting it close. I don't know that they were going to get over the hump anyway. But, I mean, it's fair. Yeah, I would say certainly, like, if UNC is compared to Tennessee, then right now that head-to-head does matter some. The Vols have opportunity to be clear ahead of UNC. I think Arizona right now is the bigger competition for the one.
615-737-1025, our phone number. Coming up next, our final thoughts on the sports weekend coming up. We'll get to the Preds and the Avalanche, and we'll get to the bottom of whether or not Nick Kieser is a rule violator. This is Robbie and Rex Road.
Oh, boy.
1025-1063, the game. Welcome back in. Final segment of the day. Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063. The game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Nick Kieser here with you on this Friday morning. Taking your thoughts on our phone and text lines driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. 615-737-1025. Preds taking on the Colorado Avalanche tomorrow, going for win number 8 in a row. Joe, you and Kieser are both confident that they're getting it done. I think it's going to be a great game. I do think the winning streak comes to an end tomorrow, though. Colorado. That Nathan MacKinnon guy, he's playing unbelievable hockey this year.
Really? You think we're going to lose? I don't know, man. I think we got a really good chance of winning that game. I think we just need to, like, really, you know, we got to really buckle down on the PK. You know, that's what we really need to focus on. But I don't know. I guess if we're, you know, if we get enough rest tonight, get a nice good meal, if we eat healthy tonight and get a good night's rest, and then we really rally together in the locker room before the game tomorrow, I think we can do it. Oh, that's you tell me.
That's an inspiring speech. You may need to do that. You may need to deliver that tomorrow.
Thank you. Yeah, well, I'll be in there because it's about us. It's not just about me, Robbie.
Nick Kieser, do we have the clip to determine whether or not you're a rule violator?
Yeah, let's go for it.
All right, this is Nick Kieser's conversation with Alex Carrier last night after the game.
Here's the question. Here you go. My one question.
So we go in to take on the Colorado Avalanche.
What do you think?
Whoa, what?
Do you want the whole thing?
Yes! Don't play BS. What are you doing?
So, we go in to take on the Colorado Avalanche on Saturday evening. What's one thing in mind right now that you want to carry over into a big game like that?
I don't know what you guys want. This is what I have.
Where is the clip of you saying we?
This is it. Were you listening to my post game last night?
No, I was working. This is Jeremy Gover saying that you said we.
Right. So
do we have to seriously listen to the entire thing now?
This is where I would have said it because that's the question.
You said earlier that you found audio of you saying it.
This was it. This was it.
You don't say we in that entire clip, Nick.
This was it. Do you want me to play it?
Yes.
Look, I just did it.
So we go in to take on the Colorado Avalanche on Saturday evening.
It's not even something to worry about. Why are you guys so worked up about this?
All right. I want you to – okay, this rewind is ridiculous. A little bit. No, hold on. Rewind
Don't
a little bit.
Don't be getting
mad. Yeah, this is we're trying to be fair here in the court of we. Rewind
the
a little bit.
The court of we.
Rewind a little bit and then play it into that, okay? Just go ahead.
So we go in to take on the Colorado Avalanche.
That little part.
Ooh, because the thing is, it's like you told us earlier, it was like as we go into the weekend, and that's kind of like, yeah, like we're all going to the weekend. But as we go in to take on the Colorado Avalanche, oh, my goodness, I think you're guilty as charged. What is his sentence, Robbie?
I'm already buying Nick you lunch. Max. Chill out.
Oh, I mean, I know, but we may have to add to the tab. I don't know.
What tab?
What's a proper punishment, Robbie?
Oh, no, it was less egregious than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, seriously. If it's a mistake. And quite frankly, I don't do that ever.
Mm-hmm. Except right
one there. Time.
I would have been a lot happier if it was just 100% a trolling attempt for him to get after Rex Road.
Yeah, it wasn't that, right?
No,
if it was,
it's a Freudian slip.
Very clever. I don't know. I guess we'll have to, you know, we'll have to let the listeners decide. You know, continue to in fact, I'll go ahead and just that'll be Chasing Big Joe's question of the day. did Nick violate the Wii rule? That'll be. Just please weigh in all day, no matter what those guys are talking about on whether Nick violated the Wii rule. We'll come back. We'll reconvene Monday and have a final judgment.
We're going to come back in on Monday. Nick Kieser's going to fist fight both of us. We're going to be ready to go.
Hopefully he'll be wearing a Preds foam finger when he punches me in the face.
Nick, your thoughts?
I mean,
here on WHMR.
Yeah, really, WHMR. Look, I don't think it's that egregious whatsoever. And quite frankly, that was my intention if that was what I was going to say. Now, going into a game, I don't think is horrible to say something like that, Joe Rexrode. Now, it's not often that I'm going to say something like that either. Now, after the fact last night, I was wondering if I had said it or not. So when someone calls me out this morning, and then I go back and listen to it.
This is all
I understand
Gover.
Where it this comes is all from. Gover. Oh, yeah, I get it. And Gover was hiding in the corner the other night, too, and right by all the coffee stuff. So I don't see him there that often. So finally. Finally.
Okay.
We see him.
Media feuds.
There is no media feud. Joe, you just blow this up. That's it. And then I guess one other person has to throw something out there. I really
don't
mind it.
Chris and Gallatin says all caps guilty. I'm just going on the reaction so far. I'm going to leave it to the
right.
People.
That's a ruling. You asked them for a punishment.
He's just going to fight me. He's going to fight Rex Road, and now he's adding Gover to the list.
So in other words, you've accepted guilty, and you are prepared.
Joe,
to move
I
on
don't
to
care. I really don't care. I really don't care. It's a one-time thing. I don't care. I will admit it. I don't care. That's fine.
There we go.
I'd rather be honest. I don't really care, though.
Yeah. Okay.
That's fine. As your
you
screen
cannot care.
Well, that's fine. As your screen freezes, we always hear you freeze, and we go, we, all the time.
What? I actually think that we have Nick Kieser as fired up as he's ever been. And that's hard because Kuharsky gets it going a little bit.
Kuharsky does get it. It's almost like Kuharsky's in here with us right now. I mean, he can just add us to the list. We're going to be on Nick's bad side the whole weekend. I kind of feel bad about it, but it's Gover's fault. It's not my fault. I didn't bring it up.
By the way, I tried to get Max Sears on the show today to have the Wii discussion, and he is promising that he will. So I think we can have this I think we can have a roundtable about this.
I think we might have to. I think we might have to.
I think. Oh, there's more guilties out there. Oh boy, more guilties.
Yeah,
Keith says we're a little pissy this morning. I don't know who he's talking about, but oh man, the text line is not working on you, working for you right now, Nick. I'm sorry, buddy. No, Tom's giving you a not guilty. Tom, all right.
Hey, all right.
Tom's in your corner. There we go.
Absolutely. Fred's taking on the Avalanche tomorrow at Bridgestone Arena, going for win number 8 in a row. Falls and Bama coming up this weekend. Going to be a huge weekend in the world of sports. We'll be back on Monday to have you covered on all things Predators, all things Tennessee over the weekend. And we'll see if there's any developments in the NFL as free agency starts in a couple weeks and the NHL trade deadline coming up a week from today. That's going to do it for us today. Chase and Big Joe is coming up next. You're listening to 102.5, 106.3, The Game.
Whee!
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here. And if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.